This is Maureen McKinney. I cover equity and diversity for WUIS and Illinois Issues magazine. Illinois State University professor Nicholas Hartlip is co-editor of a book released this month called The Assault on Communities of Color, Exploring the Realities of Race-Based Violence. Why was this book needed at this time?
Just because of the situation of the United States that, you know, currently we're seeing a lot of police brutality, a lot of incidences where people of color have been murdered. And it appears, right, in many respects that justice hasn't been served. And so beyond that, a book like this is needed because of many populations, people of color don't feel that they can believe and buy into, you know, things like the justice system, things like the public education system. And so in many respects, a book like this is needed because it exposes some of this unpopular and unsavory realities that people of color find themselves in. And, you know, the myth of the post-racial America, you know, we have a black president, really is used to disguise many and mask many of the problems we see. So I would say a book like the one we edited is necessary now because of the lack of progress we're seeing.
In a university press release on the book, you made some strong statements. Why?
I stand by all my comments. I would say my comments weren't strong. They were truthful, and they are from personal experiences I've had and or what the research tells us. And in terms of why I said them, well, because they're truthful. They might come across as strong, but their strength then would be defined then as people aren't telling the truth. So basically, if people aren't getting angry like I am, they're not noticing.
Something that stood out for me was when you said no other racial group has been more hated in our country than blacks.
Well, in the United States, racism operates under this paradigm of black and white. And so to be black, it's interesting with Rachel being in the news about the white woman who is claiming she's black. So I guess I'm not saying that white people hate blacks, but white supremacy hates blackness. And so when we're talking about and you can look at it in terms of the human value of humanity in terms of African Americans historically being 3/5 of a person, adoption. I'm an adopted person. In terms of the cost of adoption, black babies, black children are less costly than white babies to adopt. But a lot of the racial animosity has been directed towards anti-blackness, and that's why you see a lot of the research talking about the super predator, right? This myth that the black man approaching you is going to rob you, so you switch, or right, if you see a black man, you know, he's apt to be racially profiled. If he's in an expensive car, did he steal that car? These assumptions really indicate to me that America historically has disliked black people.
Are the incidents of racial violence increasing, or are we just more aware of them?
I do think they are increasing. Just the mechanisms in which they manifest themselves, you know, in terms of segregation. Segregation is not improving. It's getting worse. So when you think of those indices, the assaults on communities of color is continuing. And then going back to the awareness piece, oftentimes rhetoric and discourse like post-racial America and colorblindness masks things in the name of improvement. You know, so many folks say, well, a lot of racial progress has been made in the last couple of years. Well, certainly in some respects it has, but I almost feel for every step forward, we're taking 5 or even 10 steps backward.